When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Shirtless, it's the Shirtless Plantain Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Shirtless Plantain Show. I'm your host, Tosin. Alongside me is Coach. I am back from an expensive field trip. You guys will find out where I was for a minute. I'm sure you guys probably saw a social. I was in Atlanta for Copa America. But something else that we did in Atlanta that I can't wait to show you guys. Coach don't even know what's happening, but I do. And I'm very excited for you guys to see it.
Oh, I do. I have an idea.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. If you guys don't know, we have a lot of Euros daily updates out. So if you guys haven't checked those out, please go ahead and check that out on our YouTube channel, Instagram.
Every single day of the Euro so far has been covered, and today is no different.
So Coach, let's talk about the first game, which is Slovakia versus Ukraine. I want you to go ahead and talk to me about that game.
I honestly think Slovakia should have probably watched the last week of football and realized that playing well in the first half doesn't guarantee you'll win the game, because this has been the most cliche a game of two halves tournament I think I've ever seen. Pretty much almost every game has gone that way, where one team plays well in the first half and the other team plays well in the second half. And I think this was pretty much it. Slovakia, I'll be very honest with you. I've been a fan of the Boca because of Napoli, but I think they're a really good midfield side. Like, the Boca's probably been one of the best midfielders in the tournament so far. And whatever they were doing this game in that first half was absolutely fine. And then it went to shit in the second half. I don't get it. Like, the opening goal was, you know, is where it is. They got ahead, well deserved, by the way. No complaints about that. Ukraine looked distracted and very, all over the place. Defensively, I just don't think Ukraine are ever going to be any good. And Slovakia were full value for it. And here's the thing, like we said before, coaches trying to get the best out of the players from what they do at club level. Absolutely, I agree with the approach that Calzona took. You know, he clearly, you know, Skinra and Lobotka are their best players. And look at the way they compiled the midfield. It was Lobotka's running the show. That's absolutely fine. But in the moment that Ukraine makes some adjustments, like, they don't know what to do with it. And that was probably the most disappointing thing, I think, from Slovenia. From Slovakia. But full credit to Ukraine. I think their goal was really, really good, set up by Zinchenko, the first one. Excellent finish. And then they just kept going at it. They found a way. And I'll be honest with you, I think while obviously the goal was probably, you know, a poor goal to concede, that first touch is one of the best first touches you will see in this tournament. Point blank period. If Dennis Bergkamp did that, you'd hear a Dutch guy from somewhere in his commentary room screaming, Dennis Bergkamp, like 50,000 times.
It was question for you.
Go on.
Does the Dutch guy have on blackface?
Oh boy, there's a universe where the answer is yes every single time of every single day of the week. But
not and Nathan Ake says it's okay.
Yeah. Oh, Nathan Ake, he can eat a dick, man. But yeah, I think it was a great goal. I enjoyed it, and Ukraine have now made that group very, very, very interesting now.
Absolutely have. Question for you: what do you think Mudryk's best position is?
Oh man, left back on the bench. I don't even know for him, man. People are talking about, yeah, he's gonna put it together soon. When, my bro? It's one thing if you've put together a good run of form for like 3, 4, 5 games kind of thing in the last 2 years, but he just hasn't. And then internationally, you'd think, okay, internationally he's a different, you know, he can relax a bit and just try to play his game. He looks just a shit, to be honest. Like, no disrespect to him, obviously, but I'm sorry, he looked bad. Like, he just
I mean, listen, I didn't really get to watch most of this game. I was in travel, but I will say, like, the highlights I saw, like you said, that second goal they scored, that first touch. Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only thing I can say about that first touch is yeah. So, like we said, that group has gotten real, real interesting. Let's talk about Poland and Austria. On paper, this is a match where you can make so many history jokes. I mean, there's Poland versus Austria and Germany. There's so many layers to jokes in this that I won't even make because
let's
I'm leaving.
Let's not do that. We're trying to be this is a family show, guys.
Okay. We some family, man. We're getting this paper.
Getting this paper. If my man over there wants to do it, no, I'm joking.
As Austria, as what's it called? This match is exactly why I got excited about Ralf Rangnick. I'll never forget where I was. I'm going to give you specific details where I was because I remember when United signed him. I was in the cheese section at Wegmans in Owens Mills. And I literally remember Man United, you know, David Ornstein breaking. I was so excited. And obviously, you know what happened with Rangnick and it went to shit. But what Ralf Rangnick has done with Austria, he has made them so, so like just, they bought into him. That's all I can say.
Physically, I think he's really helped them achieve, go to another level, I think.
Yeah. And the thing is, they got so many injuries. David Alaba's not around. I know they have another injury. I'm trying to remember because they have quite a few injuries that is just quite unfortunate. Alaba's not there. Who's their captain? I know one of the strikers. Oh my goodness, why is it not coming to my head? A few of the strikers are out. Klajicic is out, and it's just like, you know, they got injuries all over the gap. But guess what? They still found a way.
Regardless of what they have available to them, the identity doesn't change dramatically.
Yeah, they beat Poland 3-1. Lewandowski was just running around like he was Pac. You can tell like he's not fit. You can tell he's not ready to be there, but they tossed him one nonetheless. They didn't have Szczesny. It would have been at least 5 or 6-1, tell you that much. Yeah. They were just creating chances all over the field. Poland got into the game a little bit. That's when they scored with Krzysztof Piątek, who's still doing the, you know, dumb man celebration. They're still doing that, but man, listen, Sabitzer, Laimer, Baumgartner, Grilich, they were all just moving crazy. Tranmere was a center back moving crazy. Stefan Posch was acting like he's Cafu in the day. I was like, yo, what is everybody doing? Like, what the hell is happening here? And they just beat their ass. And it was just straight up a team that knew how to like play how their coach wants them to play. And you could tell the players loved the coach because I think it was the second goal that they scored. When Baumgartner scored, he ran straight to the coach. Mm. And you could tell, like, these guys all love Ralf, and Ralf loves them. So, shout out to Wrecking Ralf. He's done his thing over there. So, yeah. I don't really have much to say about Poland, man, because, I wasn't going to make
every,
that joke.
Every time they play, I'm just gonna do that, honestly.
Yeah. I mean,
guys, I'm sorry.
They only got one more game left, so you better get it out.
Yeah, they're the first team to be eliminated. Yeah, shout out to them, man.
Yeah,
get fucked, Robert.
Which one, Kelly or Lewandowski?
Both of them, man. let me be clear though. One is clearly worse than the other one. You know, one's just a flat track bully. The other one is going to hell.
Bully. One is a flat track bully too. sorry.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Moving on.
Okay, Netherlands and France. This is arguably the worst game I've seen all tournament.
Really?
I did not like that game.
I think the England game was up there as probably the worst, but I can't lie to you. I think this is a really good game, man.
Like, do you know why I thought this game was bad?
Yeah, because the finishing was shit. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's fine. And that's fine. That's a valid criticism. But I like when teams, like both teams went for it. Obviously, France were the better team and they eventually, you know, wore the Netherlands down where, you know, they took over and dominated. But the Netherlands didn't turtle up. You know, they tried to do what they could with, you know, that very, very sensible and polite strike force. But sensible and polite coming up against Saliba.
It's not going to do much.
It's just not going to do much, man. It's whatever. But they tried, you know, it's fine, you know. I'm sure they probably were respectful and, you know, pulled out the seats for the women at dinner and shit, you know. They put on their little the little napkins before they ate. You know, they used the correct forks for the desserts and for the dinner and the and whatever else kind of thing.
But it's shook hands, kiss babies, all of that.
All of that shit, man. But it's just this is the Euros, baby. It's not enough. But look, there was plenty of times that game where I felt as if, do you know what? If Mbappe's here, I'm sorry, it's curtains.
Yeah.
But France showed that they can play without him and play very. I think France played well. I saw some criticism, like, you know, I most of the time I don't really watch the game with like scrolling the timeline. I just kind of just watch it and, you know, it's whatever. But some of the opinions that I saw was like, I'm not sure what else you want from France. One of those chances go in and they probably win 3 or 4, I think. Yep. But yeah, man, yeah. Justin, let me know what you think, man. I've got a few more
questions. Question for you. If I told you Greg Berhalter, Gareth Southgate, and Didier Deschamps walked in the bar, you think they're all the same person?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because, yeah, when I was watching France, I was like, oh, man, England, France, and USA have something in common.
Oh, whoa. So, you know, yeah, actually, no, I'm not being funny. One of them is not the same. Sorry. One of them is not the same.
So USA and England are the same?
No, I was going to say France and England are way more aligned than you. I'm sorry, like, and I apologize to my US listeners and fans of the US men's national team, but there's a clear dearth in quality in those two squads compared to US. And the US one has a lot of talent.
I'm not talking about squads. I'm talking about the tactics the coach uses. Like, real just, you know.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I've noticed with the US, though. There isn't an identity. There isn't one, I don't think. It's just, we've got a bunch of guys that play in Europe and have played some Champions League football. Let's throw them all together and see what we can do, basically.
Yeah.
Whereas with England and France, it's almost like we've got too much talent. We don't even know how to put it together. But I think France do a better job of putting it together than England, for sure. But it's still a similar-ish problem.
France avoided that left side today. And I was so impressed. Oh, you are being England-like today. That's very nice.
Yeah. I mean, some of the build-up came from, you know, the left side. But when it came to actually being serious and getting into the goal kind of thing, after Griezmann's few chances in the first half, that was it.
What the hell was Rabiot thinking?
Honestly, that's a sign of a man that is, and I'll be honest with you, I'm a mummy's boy, but that's a sign of a man that clearly will always be a mummy's boy, like, for real. You know, be a man, bro. Like, be a man and take that damn shot. I have no idea what it was doing. And it was such a nice move as well. And had the pass been better, great goal. One of the goals of the tournament. But in that situation, I'll never understand why you pass. Like, I just never, ever understand that. But at the same time, it's almost like that's why you have, you know, that's why I respect teams and coaches that have as many attacking players on the pitch as possible. Because those attacking players get into those positions, and Rabiot, to my mind, isn't an attacking player. He's a good central midfielder. They have the instinct to put the ball in the back of the net, and to me, it's almost like the instinct wasn't there at all. Like, he's never ever been a prolific goal scorer or nothing like that. Just for comparison, Fabian Ruiz is in that position. He's putting it in the back of the net. Is what
Fabian Ruiz shoots like he lives in Texas. So.
Yeah, exactly. So one of the ones, like, you know, it's just that, but. But yeah, I saw in the second half, at least I noticed in the second half, France went to like a 4-2-3-1 shape out of possession, and Rabiot was playing on the left of the three, and Griezmann was up front, was behind Touré. And I really liked that because it went like the ball came a bit deeper for them, and then it went bang into a 4-4-2 kind of thing. They won it and they broke, and then straight into a 4-2-4 kind of thing. It was really nice to see. And it kind of reminds me of what Arteta said probably about a year ago now, saying that he has to play like 60 different formations and shit like that. And while he's exaggerating there, modern football requires that. You do have to just consistently shift and adjust. And it's not about, oh, I have to have this player there, this particular player there. It's just more about what they're doing collectively for the team. So in that, for example, that 4-2-4 now, like, Rabiot has stayed deep, but then now one of Kante and Fingy has filled in to make it the four now, just because of the shape of the team. I'm not saying that Kante is an attacker now. It's just that for that phase of play, he had to be. And a word on Kante, I think he was good today as well. But people were obviously not happy with him. But I think he was pretty good today as well.
I think Kante and Babangida were the best players on the pitch. Tijani.
Tijani was good, man. He was good.
Yeah, Tijani was good. What's interesting to me is Xavi Simons, as much as I like him, he's very polite, like you said. Xavi Simons is a very, very nice kid.
Yeah. Honestly, he just, you know what he looks like, right? He looks like he should have been in a You Got Served. Like, he should have been in You Got Served as one of the kids that dances, that, you know, he gets in with a bad crowd, but he's not really a bad guy. He just wants to dance and shit, you know what I mean? Just, you know, it is what it is. Then he gets beaten up, you know? He gets beaten up, then he dances for justice. But no, for all, he just looks very, very polite, but he's a good player. And I don't think, maybe because I'm biased, because I really have a newfound hate for Nathan Ake. Never really liked him before, but now I really don't like him, should I say, sorry. I don't think that was a goal, though, personally.
You don't think it was a goal?
A lot of people are like, oh yeah, surely it is. I know it's the English rest has fucked it. Those of you that have listened to this know I never in this life or the next ever want to defend English referees. But I don't think you stand there and you run the risk of impeding the goalkeeper one way or the other. I get why people think it's a goal, and on another day I might change my mind, but I can absolutely see why they didn't give it. I really
can. You're right there. I mean, that's by the letter of the law, you know, and his name's Denzel Dumfries, but that's neither here nor there. But you know what I'm saying? Like, the thing about Netherlands, too, is they're just so polite, man. Everything about them
And that's the thing. You're right. You're absolutely right, because I can guarantee you, yeah, if that was Thuram, right, they're giving that goal because they know he's not a bitch. That's what
Yeah. I mean, the thing too about France is kind of crazy, and you won't believe the stat. They've only scored one goal in this tournament. It's not from a French player. It's an own goal.
Yes. Yes. And who's their last game against? It's against
Slovakia. I'll tell you right now.
Is it Slovakia? No, it's not Slovakia, sorry.
Last game is going to be against
Poland.
Poland, yeah.
Yeah, Poland are out. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mbappe's going to have fun still.
Yeah, you could tell he wanted to play today. By the way, he was on the sideline.
And what was that? Can you just explain to me? Because what was that about? Because he was in the squad on the bench, kind of thing, and he looked fine. I mean, his nose still looked a little bit swollen, and that's crazy because he hasn't got the smallest nose in the world. But even I could notice that. But they didn't, like, if he's not gonna play, don't let him have. I'm sorry, but don't let him have the tracksuit on and be walking around and shit and talking to Marcus Thuram at halftime and shit. Like, don't give us that hope, man. Because I would have loved to have seen him go up against Van Dijk. Honestly, that would have been, that was my dream, was to see him go up against Van Dijk. Honestly,
you didn't hear it, and because we're in America, Alexi Lalas was talking about. I know you were about to roll your eyes. I know. Yeah. Alexi Lalas was saying how, like, what's the worst gonna happen? You can re-break your nose, Alexi. It's your freaking nose, bro. You can't break it twice. You're gonna just die. Like, what's wrong with you?
Nah, it's broken. You can't breathe through it now. Like, it's, oh. Yeah, he's to be honest, I think he's just revolting anyway, man. I cannot stand him.
I can't say what I want to say because, you know, I'm trying to.
Well, if you can't say it, I'll say it for you. Fuck him. Fuck his hair. He's a piece of shit and he stinks. And he's most likely racist as well.
I didn't say that, okay? Although Atosa did not say that. I'm not involved.
Yeah, I did, yeah. Coach did, yeah. This Londoner said that, yeah. Fuck that guy, man.
I didn't. Please, I beg. I'm not involved in any of this. But what I will say is, though, man, like, France need to figure out where they're going to get their goals from. I want to see more Warren Zaïre-Emery. I want to see more Camavinga. I already said on the podcast, we did say this before, that Bradley Barcola is not going to play. We knew what we were talking about because we know Deschamps, okay?
Yeah.
I just want you to say, oh, listen, we know Deschamps is a player. We know Deschamps is a coach. We know what you are.
Yeah,
you know exactly what you want.
And it was crazy because on the British broadcast, they were talking about how much their embarrassment of riches that France have, and they were like, "Oh, just seen Barcola and Camavinga. Oh, yeah, there's Coman, kind of thing." And when he said that, I was just like, "You said, oh, and there's Coman. That's the one that's coming on, bro. The guys that you're singing out initially, like, forget about them." The one that you said is an afterthought, that's the guy there, not those guys. Like, it's so, I like Deschamps because he's very much like a cat. He's a creature of habit. He rarely ever disappoints. He rarely disappoints. He rarely surprises you. You can set your watch to him, kind of thing. But yeah. I will say, I don't disagree with him not particularly using Barcola just yet. I do think if there's a game to use him, it's probably the Poland game. But if he doesn't use him then, I think it's quiet for him. He's not going to throw him on in a gilt-edged like knockout.
No, absolutely not. Deschamps. Not Deschamps using Bakayoko in a knockout game. What is this?
Yeah, so even from the bench, it's going to be hard. But the whole Tchouaméni and Camavinga debate, look, I'm not mad at Tchouaméni playing today. I really am not. I think he was okay. But Deschamps is very much a... he likes his physical guys, so he's not going to have two guys under 6 foot in his midfield and then another guy under 6 foot in his attack as well. So Tchouaméni coming in, being right-footed as well, I think it probably works in his favour. Tchouaméni's a big guy. He's got good passing and he's good under pressure, but he's not as good as Camavinga overall, I don't think. But for what Deschamps wants, a midfield of Conte, Rabiot and Tchouaméni, I think rings truer to his vision of what he wants for France, especially about Mbappe than Camavinga, which is it's weird and strange to say because Camavinga is an absolutely world-class and phenomenal player. But again, what coaches lack might not be the better player, which is strange to say, but it's happening in front of our eyes. And you can't really argue with that. You know, he's got to a Euro, he's got to two World Cup finals, a Euros final, and he's won the World Cup basically with them. So, yeah, he's clearly a method to his madness.
I mean, I would say this. My last thought is Jules Koundé has taken that right back spot like Dr. Water.
Yeah, he's
very good at right back. That's his spot. I'm glad they took him out of center back. Not too many people under 5'9 can play center back. Shout out to Lisandro Martinez, by the way.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's taking that role like water, like to a duck. Talk about tomorrow's games real quick before we head out of here. We have first game, Georgia versus Czechia. We respect people's pronouns on this podcast.
Mama named in Czechoslovakia. I'm going to call him Czechoslovakia. How about that?
He wants to be called a day them. I'm going to call them day them. I respect that pronoun. That's what they want to be called now. Is Czechia. I want to call them Czechia. And next person who changed their pronouns is Turkey. How do I say it? Turkey?
Just Turkey, bro.
I respect their pronouns, bro. They play against Portugal, which is going to be a fun game. You know, Turkey is a very, very attacking team. We saw what they did with Arda Güler in the other game. Yeah. So I'm excited to see what they're going to do against Portugal. We'll see. I'm not calling up score predictions because I'm tired of being wrong. And we have Belgium versus Romania. I really want to see Dragosin against Lukaku.
Yeah, I won't lie to you, yeah. I really want Belgium out and I want them through at the same time. I want them as equally, like, I'm going to be disappointed regardless. That's the thing. I'm just going to be disappointed regardless, but I need them through and I need them out. Now, I need them through because I need KDB to, you know, add more minutes to his...
to his legs.
To his legs, basically. But I need them out because I just really can't stand them. Like, so, I don't know. I'm very, very conflicted at this point.
Yeah. Hopefully we get no more 0-0s because France and the Netherlands, I want to see more goals.
Yeah.
That first chance, though, in the first half of France, they should have scored that. I think it was David Chamos who shot that against France. You remember the first half? Like,
yeah,
the first
he was.
Should have smashed that. But hey, he's a polite kid, you know? So he wasn't doing it for Lil Saint. Coach, you got anything you want to add before we get out of here?
Again, the usual, like, subscribe, share, all the good stuff.
Please do.
Yeah, man.
We appreciate
the listenership, as usual.
I can't wait to show you guys this new project where we got a lot of stuff we're working on. Appreciate you guys so much for constantly supporting. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Follow us on TikTok. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter. What else do we have to do? Yeah, like, comment, share. Share with a friend. Share with somebody who doesn't even know about the sport. Just share it, you know. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're out. Coach, you know what to do.
Peace.
It's the Shirtless Plenty Show.